Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you can see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome Tricia Parker, who just appeared in the studio. And, Tricia, I'll be with you in just a moment. I'm going to read an introduction. Tricia has been infatuated with tarot for over 15 years. Most of that time, she used tarot as a tool for self-discovery. Then in 2011, she became a student of professional tarot reader Belladonna Laveau and has not looked back. Having since then earned a degree in ministry, today Tricia is a teacher of tarot and divination at Wolfstein Sheen Theological Seminary and has recently hung the proverbial neon open sign as a spiritual coach with top-advisors.com. Tricia uses tarot as a source for guidance and inspiration, as well as a method to create dialogue to get into the heart of an issue. She finds the tarot will show or reaffirm her client's potentials and pathway choices, because a reading will shine the light on where you have been, what is going on now, and where you should be going. With these answers, the future can be reshaped. Tricia also gives practical exercises or homework to help her clients achieve their goals. And so let me welcome Tricia. Hold on just a minute, folks. And let me tell you her website address. It is TriciaParkerTarot.com. And Tricia, she spells her name T-R-I-S-H-A. So it's TriciaParkerTarot.com. Tarot is T-A-R-O-T. How are you doing, Tricia?
Hey, thank you very much. I am doing very well. Thank you. I am in the middle of a Florida thunderstorm, so I apologize if I'm like sketchy with the connection here.
Okay, well, we're not going to worry about that. I sometimes have a dog that sounds off, and that sounds like a thunderstorm, too. So, anyhow, tell me how you became interested in tarot and then we'll talk just a little bit, and then we'll go to the phone lines. We have 10 callers, and we'll get to as many of you as we can. Can't guarantee that we'll get to everybody. That will just depend on how the readings go.
Okay. Well, yes, I came into tarot about 15 years ago when I was exploring pagan spirituality. And I fell in love with the archetypes and the of the cards and just their whole being as they can help see things that you don't really see, to kind of open your horizons to possibilities that you may not have considered. And they have helped me get through many a pickle where I'm just at a loss and I just don't know what to do, and I'll use my tarot deck and it'll give me at least a goal to keep at for a little while, and it gets me out of that rut. And like I said, I did that for a long time, and then I met Miss Belladonna, who she encouraged me more to start reading for other people and to start doing workshops. And now, like you said, I'm teaching the class at the school. And I love tarot, and I love to teach people about it because it's so empowering personally. You don't have to use a reader. You can do this yourself. It's an oracle to your spirit guides, your higher self, to whatever a source you believe in. So very cool.
Well, how do people do it on their own? The cards have messages on them, yes?
Oh, absolutely. Every card, these are archetypes, which means that the symbols on a traditional deck. Now, I highly encourage my students, you start with a traditional deck, such as the Rider-Waite, Robin Wood, which is Tarot is good, because the symbols on the cards are traditional, and it doesn't matter where you're from, what your culture is, your upbringing, these symbols will speak to your unconscious mind. They will invoke or evoke images or feelings that are just so archetypical to humankind. And there's just no way to not really have a reaction to a card if you see a scene that you're looking at, you can identify with, because all the cards have some kind of story. Unless you're a little three-year-old, you're not going to be looking at the cards anyway, but every card should have something that will evoke a memory or a feeling. So, and you look at the card, and it could be just one little thing, one little piece, or the whole image. So I just encourage, one of my workshops is Journey Through the Tarot. It's a personal exploration on how to use it for yourself, and use it as a tool for like I said, self-discovery, empowerment, and picking yourself up and moving on.
Well, I would imagine it would be also a useful tool in opening a person's intuition.
Absolutely. That's what I'm talking about. These pictures, well, they're archetypical, so you're going to have everybody is born with intuition. We just learn not to trust it, because many of us are in a scientific, logical, if you're in the United States, we're very scientific-based, and so our intuition has been squashed, and listening to our gut is just something that we're just taught not to do. So the tarot opens this childlike mind, because anybody who's had children, been around children, know that they have magical friends, and they see things, and that's not real. But as adults, especially with tarot, this kind of like reopens that child mind where you can start seeing things that are there that, you know, you were told weren't there.
Right, so, right.
Yeah.
I can relate to that. Yeah, I'm sure everybody can.
Yes,
well, what I'm wondering is that a lot of people seem to think that they can get their fortunes told by tarot. Is that a falsehood, or is that true?
That is, I don't subscribe to that theory. In fact, I have a reading right in front of me that says, you know, she's like, I have a love interest. What's his feelings? Will he give me a commitment? And my first sentence to her was, I cannot predict the future, nor can I predict what somebody else will do. I'm not a seer. The cards can show me you. I said, show, you know, who she is in the relationship and who her boyfriend is in the relationship and maybe the reality of the relationship. But we are not the cards, as far as I'm concerned, unless you are clairvoyant, and I do not claim to be so. Where you can actually see the future, and there are people that can do that. But the tarot is just a possibility. If you continue on the road that you're taking right now, and a lot of tarot readers will do the three-card spread, which is basically, you know, show me how your past is influencing your future, show me where you are now and where you're going. So if you stay on this path, the guides are telling you this is where you're going to end up. So you have the choice being in the now, right now, to change that destiny or stay where you are, and you can keep that destiny. So you're never locked into anything when you have a reading, because you have the power to change. And that's why it's good for future goal planning, because you can be shown where you may be ending up if you continue on the road you're on. So it's
okay.
Not fortune telling.
All right. Well, that I wanted to clear that up, because I think that a lot of people have that impression. And so what is the most useful type of question for a person to ask you?
Part of my job is kind of get the question and then put it into a perspective that can be useful to the person asking it. So, you know, what can I do to attract these energies to me, whether it's a new job, it's a new relationship, it's positivity, it's good health. So mm-hmm. that kind of question, you want to know about what you can do for yourself to manifest a goal that you have. So if you're not happy with your current weight, what can you do to get to that goal? There's no magic solutions. Everything requires effort. And that's sometimes not what people want to hear.
Especially if you're looking from the couch,
you have to put yourself out there and take some chances.
Everybody has to take responsibility for their own destiny.
They do, yes.
Yeah.
So, let's go
to the phone lines. We've accumulated a couple more callers. If you're comfortable with that, I'm going to go to Laura, who is the first caller. Shall we go?
Hi, Laura. Yes.
Okay, wait a minute. There she is.
Hi.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm okay. I would like some guidance around finding a job. I've been getting interviews, and I haven't gotten anywhere, and I'm just wondering about work.
Okay. So you're currently not employed.
That's right.
Correct? Okay. So this is a question that comes up a lot, and it's a great question because what I do here is I will ask the cards, which right now I will say, like, I'm basically an oracle for your higher self, your spirit guide. So they're going to show me what I need to say to you to get you the answers that you want. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask to show me what's positive, what have you learned from your past experiences that you can really use to bring to the future, start benefiting you to get a job. Then I'm going to ask, currently, what is your current block? So what is blocking you from getting a job? And then the third card will be, what do you need to do to get yourself over this hurdle? So that's what I'm going to do for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm going to mute for a second here. And you said your name was Laura?
Yeah.
Right? Okay, thank you. So your past card coming up, it's a major arcana death card. So in the past, what you bring to the future would be the ability to maybe like leave all things behind you, and you're able to start a fresh start. This may be the fact that you're not employed at all, so you're able to move forward completely and probably take anything that really comes at you. Is that correct? You have that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now this is also, it's death card is sometimes it can be scary, but it's actually a really positive card for rebirth because everything dies and it comes back in another cycle. So your past experiences may not even be anything that you can bring to your future. So this card may be saying for you to open up your horizons more and not kind of pigeonhole yourself for things that you have done in the past. So your flexibility and your ability to take just a fresh start is something that you should really be focusing on when you bring this to the future. Now, your current blockage is another major arcana. It's the Emperor. And this is a very strong individual who has control. And maybe it's your blockage is that you don't want to be kind of like told what to do. You don't really want to conform. And this may be stopping you from getting an ideal job, too. It could also be that you feel this card to me also shows a lot like a misogyny. And so you might be feeling that you because you're a woman that you don't deserve the job. And again, not knowing your background and stuff, this may resonate. Maybe you just feel kind of demeaned and that going forward is really scary because you're afraid of authority. And authority might be making you like, not wanting to step out of your comfort zone. And your future, this is cool, is the Eight of Pentacles. And this shows a person who's steadily practicing his skills. He's not really paying attention to what's going on outside. It's kind of like an apprentice card. So I don't know if there's anything that you could do, if there's some kind of training that you could look into that would kind of benefit this Emperor card too, because it would give you confidence. If there was any kind of, like a CNA school or, maybe bookkeeping, because this is a Pentacles card. If there's not a long-term college, but just something short that you can get through that would give you the skills and the confidence to go out. And because of the Death card in the past, I would really think outside the box and think about maybe something you've kind of been in your heart been wanting to do but may not really feel like you're qualified or you have the skills. Again, that Emperor is really holding you down and we got to get him off your back. Does this resonate with you at all?
Yeah, it does. I just don't have the funds right now. I have been thinking, though, if I could just get a job, so that I'd have the funds, I would like to take some courses. That resonates, but I just can't do it right now because I don't have the money.
Okay, let's see. All right, the next thing I have is High Priestess, which is thinking, it's just saying to go with your gut and the money situation. That can definitely be a stinker there, but this is a pentacle. So maybe it's an apprenticeship that you don't get paid that much to learn a skill. There's those possibilities. But again, that might be thinking outside the box. Have you ever done anything like apprentice-wise?
Well, I've been looking for jobs that don't require certification, and I've been applying for those jobs, but I haven't had any luck yet.
Okay. Well, I think you should still keep trying and start. Maybe this is self-taught kind of stuff that doesn't cost money, that you can there's always those series of books, Something for Dummies, you know what I mean? Where you can start learning some. What field are you interested in?
I'd rather not say, but I have been looking into it.
Okay. Well, I think that's where you should still keep going and consider the feeling, the fact that the Emperor right there is holding you back, and try to think of some creative ways to get this skills that you can put something a little bit more onto your onto the resume, and because the self-confidence is definitely where this needs to be headed to, and if you could just do something that makes you feel stronger about yourself, some kind of skill set, then I think finding a job will come really easy.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Thank you.
Best wishes, Laura.
Thanks.
Bye. Goodbye. Okay, our next caller is Wendy. And Wendy, you're live.
Hi, Tricia. Thank you. My name is Wendy. And my question is, I'm on short-term disability right now because of a car accident. I might be able to return to work in February. And I want to delay starting my Social Security. Will I be successful in not starting my Social Security until sometime next year?
Currently applying for it?
No.
You want to work so that you delay it? I don't understand how it works.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
It's okay. No, I have not applied for it, and I want to put that off as long as possible. Right now, I'm on short-term disability to the state because of a car accident. I might be well enough to go back to work early February of next year. So my concern is I'm trying to push back starting Social Security as long as possible. Do you see me being successful in waiting until next year, or what's going to happen?
Okay, Cassie, if you start working in February, is that going to delay your Social Security? Do you need it delayed by this year? I said,
yeah,
if you
I don't.
Start... Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to start it until next year. So will I be successful in not starting it until 2019?
Okay, let me see. Okay, thank you for waiting. Okay, so right now I'm showing that you are have this is a source of anxiety for you quite a bit. I have the Two of Swords that comes up, and there's a lady sitting with her blindfold on, and she's holding swords, and there's a bunch of stormy weather behind her. So yes, this is definitely weighing heavy on your mind. The fact that the Swords card also conveys that. The future card that I see is the Sun, and that's a very positive card. It's a white horse with a baby on there. And the Sun is shining, and this definitely means that there is future success. So I think that's definitely, if you stay on the path you're on, like I said at the beginning of the show, and you keep, you know, stay focused and you manifest your dream of delaying it, then the cards right now are showing that it, you will. And then the, you know, the future, the past card was just things moved really fast for you with this whole accident and changed quite a bit in your life. Whole new perspective, wasn't it?
It was scary. I might lose my employment because it'll be almost a year that I've been off work that they have tons of proof. But, you know, they're not going to fire me while I'm on state disability. But when I go back, they might. But that's why I'm so scared, because if I can delay starting my Social Security, Tricia, then mm-hmm. I'll be in a safe harbor, if that makes any sense.
Right.
Do you know about what month in 2019 I might start it?
Well, again, that's a prediction. And let me see. If I say November.
By November of 2019?
Yes.
Okay. Well, God bless you. And David, I truly appreciate you, and I love Tricia, and you both have a beautiful day.
Oh, thank you, Wendy. God bless.
Thank you. That was very clear for me, and I appreciate all of you. What a wonderful guest you have on the show.
Thank you so much, Wendy. Have a beautiful night.
God bless. Bye-bye. Talk to you again sometime.
All righty. And our next caller is Amla, A-M-L-A. I love the name. It's unusual. And Amla, you're live.
Hi. Hi, Amla. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
What
can I help you with?
Thanks for taking the call. I do have a question. My question is, very specific. I'm dating somebody. It's been a month, and things like when we're together and just like talking and having soul to soul conversations, it's really great. But when it comes to communication, like just even a simple question, a yes or no question, I don't feel like I need to call him. So I text him and I get no reply. It's just very, I laugh at this because it's very new, but I'm just trying to get to know his patterning, I guess. So I'm wondering what you feel for that. I don't know what you feel, but when he's there, he's there. But when it comes to communication, like I said, it's a little bit off.
So he doesn't communicate with you as much as you'd like him to during the day?
Yeah, because, I mean, it's not like I text him all day long. It's just a question. Like yesterday, mm-hmm. I'm really into yoga. So yesterday, basically, I asked him, did you want to go? Nothing. It was weird. It was very strange. So, and he does that. He's done that a few times. So I was wondering what you thought.
Okay. Well, I think, I asked the course to show me you in this relationship, and I have this nice, beautiful strength card, and it's this lady, the lion in her hands, and she's got control of him, and she's got him to do what she wants him to do, and maybe this is kind of what you want to do with this man, this beautiful man that you're holding in your arms, is you want him to respond the way you would like him to, and his card is this page of sword, and pages are very, they're that young energy, kind of irresponsible, and the fact that she's holding a sword talks about his communication skills. I know. I'm like, oh my goodness. He's just not, a communicator. And, but I do show him as the Knight of Wands as well, which is this, again, another young, he's a little more mature energy, but he is passionate. His communication skills, that might be a deal breaker for you. I don't know. But it is. The cards are saying that is him. He's not doing it to make you upset.
Okay.
It's just the way he is. And so if you can, let go a little bit of the lion and accept that he just is not a communicator that way, then this frustration that you're feeling should fall away. Okay. And let me see. I'm going to ask him to show me. The reality of your relationship.
I just think it's just like a little bump on the road, really, because it's in the grand scheme of things. I know it's new, but it's very mature as far as the soul to soul connection. It's not even just let's go out for dinner or something.
Well, I asked the cards to show me the reality of your situation. I've got the one of, or the ace of swords. So you're at the very beginning, and it's very mentally stimulating. It's good right now. So just, let him be who he is, and just don't take it personally. I know it's hard because super excited, but he's not doing this to hurt your feelings. It's just his nature.
But what do you think? This is just as, you're my gal pal kind of question. I mean, this is probably common sense for you, but what about just talking about it, saying, if you could if you could just respond to my text? I think it won't be as frustrating on my end because no one's a mind reader, right? You kind of have to say something sometimes. And this has happened a few times, so I'm, on the cusp of, should I say something or not say something? And I know myself, if I don't say something, it's going to really fester.
Okay, so you just have to talk to him and be honest and say, okay, I just want you to know how I feel. And it frustrates me because, I really want to spend time with you and I'm not getting a response. Could approach it that way. Or, again, think about yourself. You asked him if he wanted to go to yoga with you. Is that what the question, and he didn't respond?
That was yesterday. Yep, that's exactly it. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
But did that stop you from going to yoga?
No, I went anyway. No.
So maybe the question could be, hey, I'm going to yoga. If you want to join me, this is where I'll be. And
that's exactly what I said. That's exactly what I said. Yeah, because I'm going to go, or I go to yoga all the time regardless. And, so anyway, it just was no response at all. And then when I heard nothing, I guess I said, I guess you're busy. Take good care. And that was it. And that was it. So, you know, it's fine. The thing is that I learned from my past relationships, of course, whether it's a female or a male, you learn from everyone. And I don't want to go that patterning anymore where it's like, two months down the road and he's scratching his head figuratively and maybe literally saying, where is this coming from? I think it's important to lay out a solid foundation from the beginning. That's like a healthy relationship. And even if it's just a friendship, because this is just friendship right now, pretty much. You know,
but remember your about yourself is wanting to tame a lion. So maybe you should approach it like that way. So, you know, I really like to have more boundaries. And I need you to help me with this. And if you can't, then that's what we'll have to go with. And then it's up to you whether you can live with that or not. But if he tells you, because I have children, I have lots of children, and some of my kids will text me as soon as I text them, the others, it'll be days. And it's just like, Mom, I don't look at my text. I don't care about my text. I don't care about my phone. I'm like, how can you not care about your phone? To us, it's different, but to some people, the phone is just a pain. Does he tell you that he doesn't see him, that he doesn't look at his phone?
I don't even know. Honestly, I just think he's just very, very aloof is the word, maybe. I don't know.
Well, remember, he's page of wands. He's very, when it comes to communications, he's very, I wouldn't say immature, but he's at that state. He's not a great communicator, and that's what the card is saying. So you like to have that communication. So we're talking, like I said, don't take it personally. He's just not a good communicator. So you two should sit down and say, okay, how can I get my needs met? But again, it's kind of early, but.
I think it's time because I know what to do. I think it's time to have a little talk with him and and it's all out of kindness and compassion. There's nothing, you know, it's just about bringing it up. You know, if you don't address it, the person doesn't know. So,
I know my current relationship, it was always on the table because you know what, I'm tired of hiding. So it got brutal sometimes, but, you know, it just depends. If you're willing to let, you know, I was at a point where I didn't care as much. This is just how I have to know. So, and everybody's different. But I just have to remind you, remember, you have that personality where you like to have the control a little bit more, and he's just not a good communicator. So approach it that way, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much. It was really wonderful talking to you, and
thank you,
David. Thank you, Trisha.
Oh, you're welcome, Amla. You take care, hon. Okay,
bye.
Good night. All right, our next caller is Tonette. And Tonette, you are live.
Hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
Okay. How can I help you?
Well, basically, a close girlfriend of mine, Desiree, we had a falling out on April the 5th, and she has not talked to me since then, but I am getting a deep intuition, because I'm very intuitive myself. I'm getting a deep intuition, and I keep hearing July the 7th. I'm not sure if that's when she comes and brings her belongings and moves in here, but I don't know what happens on July the 7th, but I don't feel that this is the end of the road for me and her. I feel like there's going to be a rebirth, a restart in the month of July, but that's why I'm calling to see, because I don't do tarot cards. I just get messages.
Yeah, okay. All right, so she moved out, and you think she's going to be moving back in?
No, she never lived with me.
Okay. You just girlfriends and then had a falling out. So
yeah,
we were
trying to take it to the next level. We were best friends for years, ever since we were children, but we were trying to take it to the next level. That's what she
wanted.
Like
romantically?
Yes.
Okay. And she's, all right, she had a falling out, so... I did a time progression, just past, present, future to show that, you know, definitely the past card is showing this, the Two of Wands, which is definitely a contemplation thinking. To me, this is a classic
Christopher Columbus, he's holding the globe in his hand. He's looking out to sea, and he's like, I know I can do this. There's got to be a way that we can do this. So I think this card really represents the fact that you were trying to move it up to level. You both were, you know, trying to figure things out, how this could work out, and both having your own ideas on the situation. And the next procession of the card is like the Eight of Wands, which came up, I think, 2 weeks ago. But just moving quickly, maybe too quickly. And I don't know the circumstances of your falling out, and maybe that makes sense. But that these are like, again, the wands are flying through space. It really means, you know, things are moving fastly, or maybe things, these are like rocket ships. Maybe things, they could be fireworks. It got explosive.
Yeah, I don't know. Things didn't really move fast with us and with the next level yet. So maybe that's something to come. I have no idea.
Well, the falling out, that was quick and unexpected? Or was that something that you felt was going to happen?
I confronted her because I caught her communicating with a man at a state, and that's what that was all about.
Okay, so if things were moving too quickly, I mean, she wasn't ready to commit or just to be, I guess, monogamous with you. Is that you were, was it a jealousy thing?
I don't know. No, she told me that I was not single. So I don't know what her issue was, but I did call her out on what I saw. And I don't regret doing that. And actually, that guy is in a relationship with somebody else. So the universe, it all backfired on her. So she lost him. She lost me. It was a big mess. So my whole thing is, I don't know why I'm being told July the 7th.
Okay. Okay. So I pulled another card to kind of clarify what happened with y'all, and it's just she's fighting a bunch of different battles, and maybe these are all inner turmoil, and she decided to check out because she's just, there's too many things that she was fighting off. She's in a battle with a bunch of different aspects of what she's got to deal with in her every day. So the July 7th, Knight of Pentacles coming up in the future, it shows that there's some stability coming back to your relationship. It shows a figure on a horse waiting. That may be representing you waiting for her to come back. And I just can tell you, as far as I'm not psychic, I really don't have a feel for that date except for you waiting patiently and having that foundation for her house, that home, the security. Maybe that's the date that you need to keep in mind, where you need to reach out to her if you don't hear from her by then and say, hey, I'm still here. I still have a place for you. I'm still, I don't know if you know about the cards, but the pentacles, that's your safety, your stability, your home, your income, your family. And this is the Knight of Pentacles means that the plows have been.
Do you feel she does move in here?
I see a Knight of Swords coming at this Pentacle of Swords. So you guys are facing each other. I think there's going to be another, I wouldn't say confrontation, but you come from a place of stability and security, and she comes from a place of a lot of fast action. She might be really quick with her words. She communicates.
She's quick at her words. She's quick at cutting you off. She's quick at blocking you. Boom, 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 boom.
Right. So, I mean, so I see two personalities here, definitely. And you're both knights, so you're both that young, I want to say stubborn. I mean, it might be a whole stubborn thing. But the final card that I have is the Sun, and this is the same thing that the lady with the Social Security question is. This is a beautiful future card.
Yeah.
It means that that your best interests are going to be what the result is. So, with that being said, what is your best interest? You know, is it having that kind of person back in your life? I'm sorry, I can't tell you about the July 7th
Let me just do one more thing. I hate to pretend I'm somebody I'm not, so I'm not going to. I'm going to ask the cards just if they can show me what they
see. Is she going to communicate with me soon?
Well, this card at Knight of Swords is definitely a communication card.
Yeah, because she has me blocked. I can't reach out to her.
Oh, so she has to. Well, this says that she is going to come at you. That you guys have another, because the cards are face to face. So she's going to be coming at you. I'm sorry, honey, I can't tell you about the seventh because I'm.
Well, maybe she'll come and maybe she'll come and apologize.
Mhm. Yeah. And you are still willing, no matter how biting she is, to take her back into your home?
Well, she was never here, but I just have a gut feeling that she's going to be moving in here in July. I don't know why or what reason, but...
Stick with your gut then. And so you got that sun card up ahead. Yeah.
Okay.
So she's, if you can remember that things were kind of moving fast the way she felt, and that she felt that she had to be very defensive.
Yeah.
So if you can keep that in the back of your mind, so when she does approach you, try not to put her on the defense right away.
Right.
And if this is what you want, then remember that. And then, because people can get so defensive and then it spirals out of control. But I do have that nice, sunny, beautiful card in your future, so things may just work out the way you want them to.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm sorry I couldn't answer your question about the 7th of July, but that's coming up shortly, so.
Yes, it is.
I'm obviously interested. I hope that you need to get on my website and send me a quick note. Tell me what happened, if it was, cool.
I will. Yeah. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You have a great night.
Thanks
you
for
too.
Calling tonight.
Bye-bye.
Oh, best
Bye-bye.
Wishes.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our next caller is Donna, and then we move to area codes. We're only going to be able to take a couple more calls. So, folks, if you want to get in touch with Tricia for a reading, you go to Tricia, T-R-I-S-H-A, Parker, Tarot.com. Trisha Parker, Tarot.com. Yeah, sure. Okay, Donna, you're live.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, how are you? I don't even know. It's kind of I have a confusing life right now, but it's my life's basically the same as it's always been. My husband left 2 years ago, and I was dating someone, and just like the woman that just called, someone, his name's Ergen, he is fast to cut you off, and I don't think that's the right thing for me because I don't know. I'm feeling like he wasn't right for me, and I want a happy life. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you see that coming in for me? You know.
So what you're saying is you've been divorced for 2 years. You've been in this other relationship that you're not very satisfied right now.
Yeah, and that has been up and down. To be honest, when my husband was still living with me, we were very distant. We both did our own thing until he finally left, and I think he basically has his own life now. And I kind of want that back again, even though I didn't think I was happy. I don't know. I'm just kind of confused.
Are you wanting to know if you'll reconcile with your ex-husband? Or you want to know if you'll ever have that kind of life with another man again?
Yeah, just like a happy life, a normal life, you know. a companion.
What's normal? Donna, what's normal?
I don't even know anymore.
Normal is crazy.
All my friends, my friends that are, I'm 56, and my friends, they're still going to bars and stuff, coming out and meet somebody, and there's a lot of, maybe it's just me, because I'm used to being married and all that stuff, and do, you know what I mean? I just think feel like there's it's a lonely world out there with a lot of manipulating people, and I just want the stable life.
Aww. Okay, well, I just you know, what you bring to yourself from the past is it's the Lover's card, and this is about choices, and it's not really just about lovers, but it's making a choice that probably all right, well, it's I don't know if you're familiar with the Bible, but this card is back in the day was Adam's choice, no, Lilith's choice not to obey. So she wanted love, and there was consequences. This kind of is what happened to you, is you wanted a different kind of love, and there's some consequences that you're not really happy with
yes.
at this point. So you're kind of restless. And so I have here your current blockage is that you just, it's kind of like Sleeping Beauty. I think right now you just wish someone would come take you away. Just kill me and wake me up from this so I can be in happy ever after land. And that's your current blockage. And unfortunately, that's not really what happens to most people.
Right.
So that's something that maybe you should start changing your perspective about. Going out to the bars, you know, is if that's not your thing, then that's not your thing. I was actually doing a reading for I think she was 64 the other day, and she was married 20 years, and she's back in the dating field, and she doesn't like to date, and it sounds like you don't like to date. But I was telling her, you know, have you tried the dating sites? Because there's a lot of people who will just, they'll do all that four stuff, that not power play, but all that free work.
Yeah, I've tried that, and I just feel like, you know, the thing you said about choices and stuff, I made some bad choices, and it's too late to turn back. I mean, my husband, he had made mistakes, but I had made mistakes, and then someone came along, and two wrongs don't make a right, and I thought that was like it was all a bunch of empty promises from this guy.
Yes.
And so I guess it's my karma. I mean, I feel like, you know, I deserve what I got, I guess. I don't know. But do you see out of them too that they were bad choices anyway? Maybe because there's a reason why I wasn't, you know.
Well, I think that you coming to terms with the consequences of your choices is very important.
Right. Oh, yeah, definitely. And I've done a lot of work on myself. I have.
Uh-huh. So, and then do you necessarily have to have a man to have your life be back to normal?
No. I was more like the always given and I guess him and my husband had a lot to go and do what you want when you want it, and and you know, like my husband in the beginning of our marriage and stuff like that, he was always you know, going out doing what he wants. He left, he cheated, and all this stuff, and then walked back in like it was okay, and I accepted it, and then I guess it stayed in the back of my mind, and I didn't want that anymore, you know.
Yes, I know. So, but I keep your two future cards. I see. I get the High Priestess and I have the Star. These are two women, and that's why I ask you about if you really feel like a man. If you want stability and you want normalcy, pursuing a relationship right now is probably not going to give you that. I think trying to you know, come this High Priestess card. This is talking about inner workings and learning to love yourself. And the Star card is about balancing your emotions with stability, and being able to use your emotions when you need to, but also realize that there comes a point where you have to like probably just stand on your own two feet. So when you talk about normalcy, I wondered if you can think about maybe doing it without being in a relationship right now. Is that a possibility?
Right. Well, that's what I've been doing, really. And when I wasn't, I basically was when I was in the relationship. You know, I was doing all the, you know, the work, the kids, the whole nine yards. And now that they're grown, now I'm just, you know, here and I don't know.
Okay, final, do you know anything about Sorrel?
Excuse me?
Do you know Nine of Pentacles? This is a solitary woman. She's in a garden. She's got a falcon and roses, and she's got this beautiful gate. But this card is also learning to depend on yourself, and I've got three in a row. And so does this man live with you at all? I mean, are you taking care of him?
No.
Okay. All right. So I honestly think your guides are trying to tell you that you need to take care of yourself. And Donna should come first. You don't have the children anymore, that you should be looking in yourself and thinking about what makes you happy and not serving or providing or you know, having that pressure of finding a relationship again. Three cards in a row show single women taking care of themselves. And this isn't to say it's going to be always, but I think that this is, because they're major arcana also, this is something that you have to really embrace, and that you're really not going to move forward to find this wonderful man until you can stand on your own without the need of that. So that's kind of what this is what I'm seeing with the cards telling me, that this is the direction you should be going in.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay,
you
bye-bye.
You have a great night. All right,
you
bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Aw, sometimes I try to, it's hard sometimes to be say things that come up that aren't really what they want to hear. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi,
Trisha. I got my phone cut out for a while there. I'm sorry. What's your name?
My name is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
Great. How can I help you?
I have one kind of simple question compared to all these all these other really complicated questions. So
yeah.
I'm just wondering, heavy-hearted tonight, I guess. What do I need to focus on for the month of July in order to continue the success of my business?
Okay, so you have your own business and you want to know what... Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I like that question.
Yeah.
So, all right. I am going to ask this show. Okay, so show me what you need to focus on. And so I have the Ten of Wands, and this is a man carrying a heavy load. So I can say to you, be careful of overextending yourself, carrying too much responsibility. It may start to really wear you down. So I don't know if that's something that resonates, that if you're really thinking about expanding, or it might not even be your job. It might be your job is one factor of a whole heck of a lot of heavy load.
I have been feeling, I've actually this week been taking it really easy because I was feeling a little overextended. So that makes sense.
Okay. So it's just saying for July, do not overburden yourself anymore. Or continue with this path. That's very cool. So, also, it's telling me this is another Wands card, and it's the Nine of Wands. So it's, without knowing details of anything, it's kind of saying to protect your assets, that you should stand guard. What kind of business do you have?
It's a spiritual business.
Okay.
I've been kind of questioning myself this past week. Some kind of turmoil between myself and a friendship relationship that's just kind of gone. There's a lot of deceit, I feel like, that's been happening, and it's kind of hit me from left field. I had no idea, and it's just like,
yeah, this is showing, this is a figure who's kind of beat up, and like, he's been through something, so this is you, and it's saying, keep strong, defend yourself, which you have, you have everything lined up, and yeah, this definitely can knock you off your feet, but this card is saying to stand up, that you can guard, so you don't really have physical assets, you have your spirituality, your self-respect, your self-confidence, and yes, you can, that can certainly falter when things like this happen, but it's, the cards are saying to protect your passion. Don't let this passion for what you do die because of this.
Okay. All right.
So, yes, don't overboard and burden, and then, you know, take the time to heal more from this past thing, but don't quit. Stay on your feet, okay?
I will.
All right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. I can't hear anything except for the callers.
Okay, that was my fault. I had the mic
good.
On mute. Yeah, I just wanted to thank you very much for guesting on the show tonight, and it has been a pleasure.
Thank you for having me. I had a lot of fun, and I hope everybody has a wonderful night, and bless you from Florida.
Yeah, and I'm sorry we weren't able to get to everybody. You really need to call in prior to the start of the show. You can call in as early as 15 minutes ahead of time. And so, you know, unfortunately, that's the way it goes. But, Tricia, I will be in touch with you. I would love to have you back on the show again. And
okay.
For now, we're going to come to a close.
All right. Good night.
Good night. Let's take time to pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week and remember what dream you can realize. Good night and God bless.